Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And for those folks that don't even know what you're listening to, well, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This week, well, we have a lot of things to go over this week. But before we go further, let me introduce the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful and the smart one of the house, my co-host, Lynn Golder.
Thank you, Martha, for that compliment. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the last Sunday show of the month of August, August 29, 2021. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Glad you're with us.
And our guest host tonight, we were so happy to have him on the show. I'm looking for words to say thank you for coming on the air with us tonight. He's been through a lot the last couple of weeks. This is Charles Brooks, Reverend Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Charles.
Hope everyone is doing good.
And in the studio, the one, the only, the engineer, the man with the mostest, hottest, what else can I say? The engineer, the producer, Chris Shaw.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, stop it. That's enough. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you didn't have to, but how are you doing? I said that's enough. Cut it now. Okay.
Yeah. Listen, the phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do to the show tonight, the phone number is 407-894-1680. And folks, remember that phone number. You might want to call in tonight. This is a very emotional show tonight. A lot of things going on. It's very mixed feelings we have tonight. What's going on in this country, the world we're in? As you know, this is not a political show. This is not a religious show. But there's a lot of things going on in the news and all around us. We have people that are so sick from COVID-19. And for goodness sakes, and this is my opinion, you know, we would suggest you should get your COVID vaccines right away if you haven't gotten them already. And also, always wear a mask when you go outside. Please, please. It's not a political show, but try to wear a mask. Protect yourself and others. And also, for the 13 fallen soldiers in Afghanistan, we can't say enough. It's beyond words. Charles, as a veteran, I'm sure you got a lot to say. Any thoughts, Charles?
Yes, I think it's very sad that our troops had to go like that. And it wasn't even a deal where they were defending themselves or could have defended themselves. So I'm sorry for the loss to this nation and to their families.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing. And Chris Shaw?
Yeah.
Any thoughts about what's going on and any passing away of anybody else?
I want everybody to be safe. Whatever decision you make is your personal decision. But like we said, just wear a mask. If you decide to get the shot, go get the shot. If not, it's totally up to you. But a good friend, a listener of the show down from the Palm Beach area, Mr. Forrest, and his wife lost their loved one, their son, due to the pandemic. So, please, our condolences are going out from us here at the Blind and Beyond radio show to you and your family, and we're here to help in any way, form, or fashion that we can.
Well, thank you for telling us, Chris. And Forrest Cook, we love you as a listener, and we're so sorry about your son. And I have a few condolences to bring up. I'd like the Blind and Beyond radio show would like to send our condolences to the family of Pam Jones, who was a longtime counselor at the Division of Blind Services, State of Florida. We are also sending healing thoughts to Larry Eisler in Daytona Beach.
Hope he gets well soon.
We certainly hope he does get well soon. All right, Mike. I'd also like to mention that our thoughts and prayers are going out to those in the middle of Hurricane Ida in New Orleans. And also, we have a new listener listening tonight. I'd like to say something a little upbeat and welcome Patty Boyle. She's listening from Orlando, Florida. Actually, she's from New Jersey, and so am I, so we have something in common. And also to remind you on the last show of August that this month is National Eye Exam Month, so don't forget to get your eyes checked. Okay, Michael, back to you.
You know, I have something to say something about this COVID vaccine. Now, when you think about this thought, when you get in your car, what do? You buckle up.
Right. The law.
That's a law now. when it came to be this buckle up business, if you don't buckle up, they give you a ticket. Well, something you have to do in this country, buckle up. Also, when you're going to, if you're smoking, you can't smoke anymore in a public restaurant or anywhere that's public. It's against the law to smoke. Well, those two things, I'm sure there's other things that I'm leaving out if you want to call in and tell me what other things I'm forgetting. But those two things, you can say, well, it's my free country. I can do anything I want. No, you can't. You can't drive a car. The cop sees you driving a car without a belt, you're going to get a ticket. If you go in a restaurant smoking, they'll ask you to leave or to put out the cigarette. All I'm saying is the same thing with COVID-19. When you go in without a mask and you don't have your shots, I live in Florida. The show's taking place right now from Florida.
And that's one of the
reasons. And right now, we're doing a show from home because of COVID-19.
Right.
Chris Shaw is in the radio station. This is a live radio show. This is not a podcast.
We haven't seen Chris in over a year and a half.
Yep. Yeah. And the bottom line is, we live outside of Orlando, which is the number one area in the country for COVID-19. All the hospitals in the state of Florida pretty much have no beds. I know I was supposed to get an operation. They canceled me out because of COVID-19. Now I can't get an operation. Well, I have to go. I'm going in. The doctor's going to make an exception, but I can't use a bed. I'll tell you about that another time. It's going to be unbelievable.
Basically, the people that want elective surgery are being penalized.
Yep.
Because the other people.
My son made a statement. For those folks who don't have COVID shots, I'm wearing a mask, and you get this COVID. You know what they should do? My son brought it up. He said they shouldn't let you in the hospital. They should just say it's your problem. It's the truth, because you're going to get people. Now I have my shots and I wear a mask and I can't get my operation now because why? Because other people are getting all this COVID-19. Why are they getting it? Well, because they're not wearing a mask, they're not getting shots, and they don't care. And now people like myself have to suffer. People are dying. So it's a terrible thing. And I'll stop talking about it because I don't want to keep on discussing because it's not a political show. And I'm not bringing up politics. I'm always saying this is not politics. This is like no different than smoking in a public restaurant or clicking and ticket when you're sitting in the car. You think that right, Chris?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Listen, we got our good friend Kelly from Tennessee on the phone line who wants to get in on this conversation just a tad bit.
Kelly from Tennessee is on the line. Kelly from Tennessee, you're on, Kelly.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Charles, my condolences to you. Dawn was a very sweet lady, and I'm glad that you're on the show today.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank you guys for announcing about Pam Jones. Pam was a great coworker. I worked with her for 10 years, and it was a real shock to hear that she passed away on Thursday morning. So thank you for shouting out to her and giving her family your condolences.
You're welcome, Kelly.
You're welcome, Kelly.
The least we can do.
Yeah, it's really hard. I haven't seen her. No, I didn't see her before I left because of the pandemic. She was working from home. And so I didn't really get to say goodbye or have a last conversation with her. But she was like one of the best counselors. So I just wanted to thank you guys and give my condolences to Charles for Dawn and to Pam's family as well.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in, Kelly.
I hope you listen to the show if you're not too busy and maybe you can call in later.
No, I wanted to listen to it because I knew Charles was going to be on and I wanted to listen to it. So I did stay home and I'm listening to it to all the full thing.
Great.
Thank you.
Maybe you'll call in later then.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay,
thank you,
bye.
Kelly.
All right. We're going to go to break now.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ah, Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrades Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're really back. Yes, this is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Hope you can call in. Phone number to call is 407-894-1680. What are we going to say, Lynn?
I was going to say my apologies. I don't know what I was thinking of. The gentleman's name that's not feeling well is Jerry Eisler, and he now lives in St. Cloud, which is all in Florida. I don't know why I was thinking Larry. So sorry about that, but his name is Jerry.
All right, you got a mark. So you did make a mistake. Don't ever say you didn't make a mistake. You make mistakes.
Oh, my gosh, I'm fired.
Oh, my God. Okay, we have a call on the line from Orlando, Florida. Someone's calling in. Who's calling in from Orlando, Florida?
Hello, it's Sherry. How are you?
Oh, Miss Sherry.
Yes.
How you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing okay. First, I want to send my condolences to Charles. Don was a wonderful person, and I know her spirit is still with us, and I'll miss her, but, you know, she was very special, and so are you. So my condolences to you.
Thank you.
And You're welcome, Charles. And then I appreciate Kelly calling in about Pam. Pam was my rehab counselor, and plus I knew her from the time she started working at the Division of Blind Services, so we became pretty good friends, and she used to call me and just say, I just called to check on you, and I haven't ever had a rehab counselor do that. So she was very special, and I was shocked, just shocked at the news in a the world lost a wonderful, giving and kind and caring person. And then my third point is vaccinations and masks. You know, Michael, you can say this isn't political, but people have made it political, which is really sad. And the point I wanted to say is when you have a little kid at 2 or 3 months old, they start getting vaccinations against whooping cough and polio and diphtheria, and most of the time, you have to do this. There are some reasons that you don't have to, and you can get out of it. But it's very difficult. And to start school in the Florida public school system, they have to be vaccinated. So I don't understand this reluctance to get vaccinated for COVID. It's a terrible disease.
Yeah, I have to interrupt you. You know, Sherry, when I went to school, I don't know about a lot of other people here listening to this show, but I went to school, and I was in elementary school. I'll never forget, it was like yesterday, that they sent home a letter. If you want your child to come back to school, you have to get a polio shot. They just said one thing. If you want to come back to school, you get a polio shot. It wasn't if or but. You come back to school, nope. You got to get a shot. That's the way it was back then. There was no voicing opinions. There was no marches against anything. It was just the way it is. You don't like it? Tough. Then don't send your kid back to public school. And
that's exactly
we had to get
right.
shots. We stood in line. All the kids, I remember like that was like yesterday. That was a long time ago.
Sherry, don't you agree that social media has a lot to do with it? Everybody gets
yes.
to voice their opinion, and they really shouldn't be. In, you know, that's what it is.
Yes, it's a lot of misinformation, too. But what really gets me is people I know that are very intelligent go along with this misinformation, and I don't understand it. But anyway, I
in
wish
Florida,
everybody
the
well.
Number one state, they're falling yeah. like flies. Not to interrupt you, but
yeah,
they're falling like flies now. COVID-19.
There's not even
it's
rooms
horrible.
In.
It's horrible.
There are not even rooms in morgues for people. They're they're requesting extra facilities for that. It's just sad. And then you mentioned Jerry. He's done so much good for the blind community and such a caring person. And I just wish him well and hope he gets better soon.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles. I'm glad you're on the show.
Take care. We appreciate
Bye-bye.
You calling. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
So, Charles, any thoughts, Charles? Any thoughts?
You know, it's been roughly 17 months. Since COVID-19 has interrupted our lives, changed the way we do a lot of things. And, you know, nobody really likes that, per se. But it's something that has happened. And, you know, like you were saying, we have laws like you got to wear a seatbelt. If you don't wear a seatbelt, you get a ticket. Well, you have a choice whether or not to wear the seatbelt. And when you get the ticket, you have a choice of whether or not you're going to pay the ticket. And if you choose not to pay the ticket, then your license is suspended until you pay the ticket. But, you know, it's not very difficult to reason and say, you know, I don't like this. Maybe I don't want to do it. But to protect myself, to protect my family, to protect those that I care about, to protect my fellow man, I'll go ahead and get the shot. But we have, it seems, a lot of people that are not concerned about their fellow man. And that's really sad.
That's what's sad. Yes, it is.
Because we can't do without each other.
Well, that's what people try to say. screw you, I'm on for me. That's what people say. It ain't right. It's not right.
But at the same token, the people that are piling up our hospitals right now, and as far as I know, every hospital in the state of Florida is at maximum capacity. Like you were saying, Michael, your doctor gave you some options, but there was a veteran, an Army veteran, a few days ago, was ill, went to the hospital. Doctor discovered that he had gallstones. He needed a surgery, but he couldn't get in the surgery. He called other hospitals around the state. No one had capacity to take this gentleman and have a simple surgery that would save his life. But instead, the man died because they couldn't get him at a hospital.
Oh, that makes me cry. That's terrible. Not even the VA hospital. Nobody could help him.
Nobody could help him.
They don't have room.
That's frightening. I'm so scared if something happens. And lots of times Michael goes to ER because he needs help with his Foley catheter. And he won't be able to. First of all, it's too risky to be in the ER now with all the germs. And secondly, what used to be a 1.5 hour, visit will turn into an all night affair. It's frightening.
It is very frightening.
Oh, that's so sad, that story about that veteran.
Listen, we got us a call on the phone line, calling all the way from Jupiter, Florida, one part of the dynamic duo. She wants to get in on this conversation with us.
Wonderful.
Chris.
Okay. Talk about how the hospitals are overflowing. Is this Christine?
Yes, it's the one and only Christine. She done already started talking before I can pot up.
Hello. Okay. Hi, Christine. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I thought I would chime in. I've got Carrie, the other half of the dynamic duo, on her iPad because her phone is broken.
Isn't it
bad? So I don't know if you can hear her.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
For those of you who don't know, is listening from British Columbia, Canada.
Oh.
Christine is in Florida. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
And what are your thoughts?
Yeah, Michael says hi, Carrie. She can't hear the radio because I had to turn it down, to prevent the feedback loop. But she's on the iPad with us. I thought I would chime in about this whole shots thing because I heard you talking about the polio. If you don't get it, you can't go to school. When I was in my early 20s, I was going to college, and that was about the time that measles was going around in the dorms. And I got a letter over summer break. Before I was going into my fourth year, I got a letter saying, you need to get an MMR shot or you can't come back to school.
What's an MMR shot? What's that?
Measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah.
It's the one that you get as a baby, but I said I had that as a baby. I thought I'd be immune. They said, no, we need you to get another one because measles going around in the dorm. And I had to. There was no choice. My mom found out the insurance didn't cover it, so she took me to a free clinic. I got the shot, and I was allowed to go back to school. There was no marching, no protesting, no I have my rights. It was just, okay, let's take this shot so you can go back to school.
There you go. That's the way it should be, Christine. Thank you for sharing.
Well, thank you very much for sharing. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, you know what the sad part about this is that the tests are free, the shots are free. So, what's the big holdup? But
that think you could die from the shot. I've had people tell me that.
Because they say it's a free country. I don't want to do it. Why should I do it? It's a free country. I don't want to do it. That's the reason. That's their thoughts.
Well, it's a free country. A free country as long as you live and abide within the laws and the rules of the country.
Well, that's the problem. There's no law, there's no rules right now. They're asking you to do something. People don't want to do it. That's
people need to get the shot.
They do.
Well, thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, yeah, like I said, I just want to let you know that I agree. We should just get the shot. And how many of our rights are taken away from us because the pandemic won't go away? There's another side to the coin.
There you go.
Get your shot to get your freedom back. Exactly.
That's true.
People don't see that. People don't see that, no. And it's getting worse. No. It ain't getting better. It's getting worse out there.
Oh, I know.
That's for sure. There's a musician, a singer that's on tour coming to Orlando, I think, and part of his deal to put on the show is that everyone must wear a mask and be vaccinated to come in. So if you aren't vaccinated, if you're not wearing a mask, then you can't come to his concert. And people are, you know, upset about that. But if that's what he wants for his show, then we need to abide by what he wants for his show. And the same thing for
Preach it, brother.
The nation.
Christine, what did you say?
I said exactly, and Carrie said, preach it, brother. I pulled the iPhone away so she could hear a little bit.
Okay. All right, you guys.
All right, thank you very much. Going to say good night.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Right now,
you
have a car calling in.
No, there's no more callers. We're
going to
take this.
Okay, we're
going to
go to break.
We're going to break.
We're going to go to break. I'll be back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Be back shortly.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity?
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Looking for resources and services related to vision loss? The trained staff of the American Printing House for the Blind Connect Center Information and Referral Line are here to help. Call 1-800-232-5463 or visit our website, aphconnectcenter.org, to access our community calendar, our directory of services, as well as our websites. The APH Connect Center, providing resources to guide children, parents, adults, and job seekers who are blind or visually impaired to greater independence and success in their lives. Call 1-800-232-5463. Or visit aphconnectcenter.org for more information.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, the birthday boy. Oh, yeah, the birthday boy.
Another hey, Mike, year. Lynn, are you there?
It's my presidential birthday, I'm telling
people. Yeah, we were
going to
bring that up.
Okay, so I don't think they heard the casting that some hey, some way, somehow. I've got muted again, so I figured this thing out. Give me 1 second. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show right here on 1680 WOKB. As we get back into the show, let me unmute myself back, and we're coming back in. I think they got the heads up this time around. Mike, Lynn, are you there yet?
We are.
We okay, are.
Yeah, I think some way, somehow I got muted again, and I heard you talking about the birthday boy. So, hey, happy birthday. Who birthday is it?
Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I'm back.
Happy birthday, Greg. Welcome back to the show, Greg.
Hey there, Chris.
I didn't know we were back.
I appreciate it, man.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. Yeah, the castanets and everything came up, and you just said, the birthday boy. And I was okay. So you can only get this on live radio. It don't go nowhere else.
We didn't hear that.
Yeah, so that's going to be the new clip that I'm going to play for
our
promo.
Okay, on the air right now with us is Greg Lindberg, all the way from Palm Harbor. Greg Lindberg, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, that's the state of Florida, if you don't know. State of Florida. The number one state, known for everything, now it's known for COVID-19. Greg Lindberg, you're on. Greg Lindberg.
Hey there, good evening. Hey there, Michael, Lynn, Charles, and Chris. How are you guys doing tonight?
we're doing. And I wanted to tell everybody that this isn't just any old
Oh, by the person. Way, it's a belated happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Yes.
Happy belated birthday, Greg.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I just wanted to tell everybody that we have known Greg now. I'm not sure if it's since 2012, but it's way back there because he was in the other studio also. So we know Greg a long time.
Yep.
He's been a guest co-host, and his parents have brought him out to guest co-host with the doggies.
Yep.
And been a loyal listener and a really, really good friend.
Yep.
So
another family member.
Tonight is like family night. It is.
Yep.
So, Greg, before we go any further about your whole trip out to Wichita, you mentioned something on Facebook, and you know your friend Lynn. I had to look it up, and I said, "Son of a gun, he's right." So, tell everybody about your birthday year.
Yeah, so I'm telling everyone. So I just had a birthday on the 26th, and I'm telling everyone it's my presidential birthday because I've now reached the minimum age to run for president.
And if you run, we'll vote for you.
Those people don't know. To run for the president of the United States, you have to be 35, and you have to be born in the United States.
Yep. And it is a tough job, so I don't know if I'll ever run.
There it again.
What?
Something that you have to do. That's the law.
Yeah.
You have to be 35, and you have to be born in the United States.
But Greg, tell us what's going on and about your trip. We know you wanted to share about the blind baseball. I can't even say it.
World Series
2021 in Wichita, Kansas.
Yes, you got it.
Did I get it right?
Yep. Yeah, it's a mouthful. I know. So
tell us. That's not the first time you played in the World Series.
Yeah, this was actually my fourth World Series. Yeah, so super excited to have gone. It was the last week of July at Wichita, Kansas. And I admit I was a little nervous about going just with COVID and the virus and everything.
We have to interrupt you. One thing. But people don't know, people that are visually impaired know.
Baseball
is baseball for the blind. So if you're sighted, you should know that. So that's he's talking about a blind baseball, believe it or not, baseball for the blind. Okay.
Yep.
Continue, Greg. Continue.
Yeah, yeah. And I can just give a little brief overview for those who aren't familiar with the sport. So basically you have, two teams playing against each other in a game. And so for the World Series, we actually had 19 teams that flew, that traveled to Wichita to compete in the World Series. And so Beat Baseball, like you said, Michael, baseball for the blind. So everyone is blindfolded except for the pitcher, catcher, umpire, and spotters. So let's say you're, batting, you're at the plate. So your pitcher is actually on your team. So if you're the batter up to bat, your pitcher's on your team. So he or she has to place that ball, exactly where you can smack it and hit that ball as far and hard as you can. And so the ball is kind of like a softball. It's like an oversized baseball, pretty hard. And it's got a pin in the ball. And when you remove that pin, it's a constant beep, 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 constant beeping sound. And then so if you hit the ball, it has to go at least 40 feet to be a fair ball, to actually be a hit. And then you have to run to one of the bases. And in beat ball, there's just first and third base. And so one of those bases is activated after you hit a fair ball. It's totally random, so it could be either first or third. There's no second base. And you have to run to that base, which is buzzing, while the ball is still beeping, and
buzzing
get
to
the base. Yep, a lot of sounds going on. And that's another great point. The crowd, the fans have to be quiet, the whole time when a play is going on, because, the fielder's listening, the runner's listening. And so if you've reached the base before the fielder picks up the ball, then it's a run for your team. And if the fielder picks up the ball before you reach the base, then you're out. So there's no hits, there's no singles, doubles, triples, walks, like in regular baseball. It's either a run or you're out.
I didn't know that. Did you know that, Michael?
No.
Now, that's the first time anybody really explained it.
No, I didn't know that.
So tell us about your participation and
events. Yeah, so I played on, in the past, I have played on some Florida teams. There is a team called the Braille Bandits out of West Palm Beach, the Braille Club that some might be familiar with. I played on them the last time 2 years ago, but actually got an offer to play on the Long Island Bombers.
He's a mercenary. He's a mercenary.
No, not a mercenary. That's a traitor.
A mercenary is a guy. Run. He goes where the money is. He goes where the.
Wait, so he's playing on the Long Island Bombers?
Because they got me a better deal.
Yeah, that is true. I admit it.
He admits it. He's a mercenary.
Let him tell his story.
But that is fairly common in B-ball. You know, there definitely are some teams that have players that stick around for a while, but oftentimes there's a lot of movement and some teams go to the World Series 1 year but can't go the next year. So there is a lot of movement and variety. So our team, we finished 10th out of 19 teams, which was by far the best any team I played on has finished. So we're super excited about that. I did want to mention one game we played against the Bayou City Heat out of Houston. And so we were losing 3-2 in that game. And in B-ball, the games are six innings. So it was the bottom of the sixth, and we were batting down a run. And our team actually scored two runs to come back to win 4-3.
Wow.
Which was exciting. Oh, yeah. Definitely the most exciting game I've ever been a part of. And especially since Bayou City they've been in the championship in the last couple of years and have been a very, you know, one of the top teams. So that was really, really exciting. And so I got to play with several players who have a lot more experience this time and learned a lot from them. You know, our team had, you know, totally blind folks, some with a little vision, some high partial. But like I mentioned before, all the visually impaired players are blindfolded so that it makes for an equal playing field, you know, regardless of vision loss.
Greg, can I ask a question?
Sure.
How many teams are there, out of curiosity, about?
Yeah, I'd say there's about probably 30 teams around the country. Some, you know, are definitely more developed. Some just do crazy fundraising. I mean, they have sponsors. They have a lot of financial support. And, you know, like anything, oftentimes those teams, you know, they do the best just because they have a lot more resources, a lot more volunteers that they can pay for to travel to the World Series and different tournaments. But, yeah, about 30 teams in total.
Wow.
How many teams are in the state of Florida?
So right now there are two, the Braille Bandits out of West Palm Beach, and then there's a team in Fort Lauderdale. I forget the name of that team, but it's so right now there are two. And my goal is to start a team here in the Tampa area, you know, at some point when things get a little more safe, to actually have gatherings and whatnot. That's been a goal of mine for a long time.
That would be really neat, Greg.
You know, I've heard about beat ball off and on, but no one has ever said there was a team in Florida or tried to get a team up in, say, the Orlando area or something like that, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of one of those sports that just doesn't get a whole lot of attention, coverage. Unfortunately, a lot of sports for people with disabilities, you know, just people aren't really familiar with them. They don't know of their existence or how to get involved. And so that's really through my podcast, through just everything. My goal is to raise more awareness about these sports and these opportunities.
Yeah, I know years ago there was a blind bowling activity going on in the Orlando area, and I think either the person that owned the alley died or they retired or something, and it just kind of faded out and went away.
Yeah, unfortunately, that happens if someone doesn't take over. I'm pretty sure that there's still a tournament going on, at least before COVID, in Daytona Beach, a blind bowling tournament, usually like Labor Day weekend. And from what I understand, that's been around, you know, at least prior to COVID for a long time, a good 20-plus years. So, yeah, and there's actually the ABBA, the American Blind Bowling Association,
right
out there that has regional tournaments, national tournaments, you know, for blind bowlers. So it's, you know, but once again, a lot of people just aren't familiar. There's just not a lot of coverage, unfortunately, of a lot of these organizations.
At one time, there was also a blind golf league, wasn't there?
Yeah, there actually still is the USBGA, the United States Blind Golf Association. And they also have tournaments. I think they're still planning to have the national championship in, I think it's St. Augustine, this October.
Greg, so, pardon me, I don't want to interrupt you. I have to interrupt. Before we say goodnight, I wanted you to talk about your podcast. Let's discuss your podcast.
Sure. I appreciate that, Michael. So, yeah, I host a podcast. It's called Eyes Free Sports. And you can check it out at eyesfreesports.com. And it's basically on all sports and recreation for the blind and visually impaired. So everything from b-ball to goalball, which is going on right now in the Paralympics, blind hockey. You know, we've talked about bowling, golf. There's a fairly new sport called trail orienteering, where you use the app Microsoft Soundscape to kind of navigate different courses, either with a cane or a guide dog. So really cool sport that's starting up in New York. And yeah, so like I said, my goal is to, you know, not only raise awareness about all these sports and activities, but also put out information, you know, links to websites, email addresses, phone numbers, anything I can do to help connect people who might be interested in participating in these sports.
That's fabulous.
Thank
so
you, Greg.
All those folks that want sports, you got it with podcasts with Mr. Greg Limber. Greg, pleasure having you on the show. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Very, very much, Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for coming on.
Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Right.
Hey, Chris, we have time for a trivia? Let's do a fast trivia. Fast trivia.
Fast trivia coming right your way.
Okay, trivia time, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Charles, this is your song.
Oh, now you tell me.
Well, do it. Do it.
Okay, the upcoming song was a very popular song during the day back in its time. It was made in 1964. Who is singing this song?
You ought to see her on a rolling horse or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs, really drive them wild. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Charles, you put a hard one out. Okay, Chris. Charles, you put a hard one out there.
Oh, that's not hard, but okay.
Let's see if anybody gets it. Let's see if anybody's going to get it. 407-894-1680. Does anybody know this song?
Yes.
This is songs like people know the Yellow Polka Dot Bikini and all the other songs. This is called
Go Through the Tulips.
Yeah, remember him? Yeah. Okay, does anybody know? They don't know it.
But let's get back to our topic here. I have a question. And to me, this question is really kind of nonsensical, but for some people, it's a option. Ivermectin. People refuse to take a COVID-19 shot, but they are willing to go take ivermectin, which is a drug that is given to horses and cattle to cure them of livestock parasites.
All righty. You ready? I think we got about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. I got three callers on the phone line.
Go for it.
All right, we got Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. We got Nigel from Boca Raton, Florida. And then we have to make a trip up to the Big Apple, New York City. New York City, we got Linda. Somebody get the rope. All right.
Who was first?
Bill.
Who's first?
Bill from Delray Beach.
Delray Beach, Florida. Bill's first. Bill, you're up. Bill, you're up.
Bill knows it.
Bill knows who it is. Yeah, buddy, I told you.
Yeah, Bill got this one. Hey, Bill, you on?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Bill.
Hello. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, I think it's Jan and Dean.
Jan and Dean. No, I'm sorry, Bill. Not Jan and Dean.
Oh, good try, Bill. Thank you so much, Bill.
Who's next? Okay. Sorry, Bill. Who's next?
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go over to Boca Raton and talk with our good friend who we hadn't heard from in a while, Nigel. Nigel from Boca Raton.
Nigel, how you doing?
I'm here. Good evening, folks.
Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
It's Ronnie. Hi. It's Ronnie the Daytonas.
There you go.
Ronnie Daytonas, and he is correct. He is correct, and he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right.
And I just wanted to say real quick, I know we're running short on time. I just want to get a couple of things real quick. Reverend Brooks, I want to extend my condolences, as all else have. I heard the news from James Cott, and very, very sorry to hear. Also wanted to say that you kind of skipped a step when you were going through the process there with the traffic ticket. There's one step. They can go to court. You know, that's what the ticket's all about. If they want to, they can go to court. And if they, you know, they don't have to pay the ticket, they can go to court instead, if they want to, right? And if they choose to not do either, or if they lose the case, then's when they get their license suspended. At least that's how I understand the process, never having driven myself.
Yeah. Well, you can go to court, any ticket in this country, you can go to court.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can fight it if you want to. I mean, that's another option that was overlooked.
Well, thank you, Nigel, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Hey, Nigel, hold on. Don't hang up, all right, Nigel?
Okay, gotcha.
All righty. Let's see if we can get this one in.
Is Linda still there?
Yeah, let's get to Linda from New York City. Linda, how you doing?
Hi, Linda.
Well, I can Google it. You just have to get in there quick enough.
Linda?
Yeah, next time call in fast enough. Are you a first-time caller, Linda?
Okay. See ya. I was watching about Alex.
Linda?
This
100 Linda. Hey, Linda, are you there?
John here.
Okay, all right.
What's his name?
Okay. Calling again. Well, we're going to break. We'll be back after the second hour. Don't go away. Listen to Blind Bill.